Alaska Airlines plans to suspend its early morning 5 a.m. daily flight between Juneau and Seattle beginning next month. The final flight will be on January 5th. The early bird option is a staple for Juneau travelers, especially those who head to Seattle for work or to catch a connecting flight. Without any delays, you could land before the workday starts. Scott McMurrin is a travel analyst based in Anchorage.
There's been a lot of chatter among Juneau travelers about the suspension of the flight, but Alaska is aware of the unpopularity of their decision, trust me.
In an email, a spokesperson for the airline says it's only temporary. They cited low demand for the flight during the winter months as the reason for the suspension. The airline will resume the service for the busy summertime season starting in mid-June. McMurrin says seasonal scheduling like that is not unusual.
We have seasonal flights to Europe. We have seasonal flights to Hawaii. We have seasonal flights basically to a lot of Alaska's nonstop destinations. A lot of these places are seasonal operations.
Patty Watto is Juneau International Airport's manager. She says the busyness of the airport ebbs and flows depending on the time of year.
Definitely our peak seasons are the summer for travel. You see a lot more flights added on. You see a lot more tourism. The bulk of our traffic is in the summer months.
The Alaska Airlines spokesperson says Juneau won't lose capacity despite the flight suspension. The airline will still offer three other flights from Juneau to Seattle. The earliest, though, leaves around 8 a.m. Right now, the airline has a near monopoly in Juneau. Its biggest competitor, Delta, doesn't plan to offer any flights between Juneau and Seattle until mid-next year. In an email, a Delta spokesperson said the Juneau-Seattle flight is a seasonal route. This year, it ran from June through early November, and it won't resume flights again until next June. McMurrin says that could impact the cost of flying during the winter months.
During the months that Delta does not operate, Alaska enjoys a monopoly, and so they price their flights accordingly. Typically, they're a little more expensive than when Delta comes back into the market. They typically drop. So in the summertime, fares are lower because there's competition.
He says schedules could be subject to change if there's enough demand. But for now, he suggests preparing in advance for the later flight times. In Juneau, I'm Clarice Larson.